Hello, good people. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast. And I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. We are back. Ooh, we had a nice little break working on the business side of things and reflecting on our first season with Everything But the Lesson Plan. You know, for me, I just want to get better with the topics that I'm bringing and the episodes. So I need that time, those 3 weeks, to just reflect and take a break. I want to thank you all. After reviewing season one, I want to thank you for your feedback. Man, the comments, the posts, the text messages, everything, everyone who's provided us some feedback. I really, really appreciate it. We are back with our season two, and we will have 12 episodes. They're already lined up, plus a few bonus episodes. And technically, I'm already working on season three and lining up those guests as well. So I do have some amazing guests for season two that will be joining us. And you guys are about to learn a thing or two. Our guests will be bringing that fire. So tune in each week and be prepared to take notes. The tips and tools and resources we will have you shining bright like a diamond in the educational world. Today's episode is about improvisation. I know y'all like, what? What does that have to do with teaching? Yep, that's what we're going to talk about today. And it has a lot to do with teaching. So, you know, let's define it first. And I am going to just give you kind of like my simple definition, what I think it is. So please don't laugh. But to me, improv is the art of just making things up on the spot. Creating, turning into a whole different person, being able to adjust to the situation, engage our students, just like that, on the spot. So how does this all fit with education? Well, let me tell you something. If you practice this, you will be a G in the classroom. So let me give you a little disclaimer. I am not a teacher that is for scripted lessons. Yeah, I know this is the thing now, but I'm just not a teacher for it. I like to find ways to make it fun and insert a little me in there and make sure the class is not becoming some type of robotic assembly line with this type of teaching style. Like, I mean, I know some of us have to do scripts, but hopefully there is some flexibility on what that looks like in your classroom. Just imagine just being a scripted teacher and that's all you can do. I mean, just think about that really quick. What does that look like? No, it's a no for me. But we'll have to talk about that in another episode. Let's get on with it. What is improv? Well, improv, and how does this help you with being a teacher? Well, improv, let me tell you something. It will make you more confident and less anxious about teaching. If you're a new teacher, you're going to just start. You're going to start with this. And if you're old school, you're probably already a boss in this area. But you just never thought about it in this context. So the one thing I know, whether you are new or seasoned, it is a lot of pressure to get in front of people and entertain them for 60 and 90 minutes, even if they're your students. So practicing improvisation will build your confidence over time. Think of yourself as the person that is here to teach and entertain these little or big humans. Like if they're little, that seems easier, but I'm not sure. If they're big kids, you're competing with TikTok. You got 30 seconds, okay, to get it all the way together, girl. They are looking at you and thinking about scrolling. I know, I hate it. I know, not all of them, y'all. Not all of them. But you know what? They are grinding their teeth because they're ready to pull up phones out. But if you spice up your lesson, doing a little bit of improv, honey, you're gonna show them a thing or two to t today. You will be standing there saying, "Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?" First, start with the lesson you are confident with. You gotta find a lesson that you're confident with. This is what you're going to use to interact with your students and have the class discussions, questioning and reasoning, those things. You will have a lesson that works for you and activities that will force you to improv. Now set it up. Set it up so that you can see the opening for your moment. Say if the lesson is asking for a specific thinking or questioning or group answer. You will listen for those key signals that your students are talking and sharing, and then you can improv. For example, if you're doing a commercial about the cost of the Super Bowl commercials, okay? If you're doing a lesson plan about the cost of the Super Bowl commercials, I know y'all are like, why would I do that kind of lesson plan? Well, it's actually a pretty cool one if you teach business. So instead of using the typical question and response, you know, like, yes, no, great answer, thanks for sharing, you improv with the responses, even challenge their responses and get them thinking a little deeper. You insert yourself in the situation and bring life to the question. This will hype your class up because they will feel your energy and want to engage. This energy will ignite the entire class and create passionate conversation. How do I know? Well, it's worked for me. I used to do this lesson about the richest hip hop rappers in the United States from the Forbes list. So if you have never gone to the Forbes list, Forbes, the Forbes list, there's a lot of ways you can use that. I would pre-print everything, have the students work in teams, and you cannot have any cell phones out during this time. And they would have to put their phones up, and I would want them to, in their teams, go ahead and put in order who is the richest hip hop artist and then tell me from 1 to 10. Okay. So this is where we are. Now, this is a lesson that I'm truly comfortable with. Like, I get excited. I'm passionate about the Forbes list hip hop artist assignment. Okay. Like, I know these rappers. I listen to them on Spotify. I feel like we're cousins. Okay. But I am comfortable and I'm ready. So, once this is done, I could do this one or two ways, right? I could go around the room once they've created their list, and I could be like, okay, team one, tell me the order. And team one will start listing 1 through 10. And I could just be like, okay, good job, team one. Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Okay, we're just not gonna do that. It's time to improv. So, this is how it goes down in my classroom. Team one starts naming off their people. Okay. They'd be like, oh, student team. They'd be like, okay, I think Drake is definitely number one. Yeah, he's number one. And then, like, Puff Daddy's number two, and Lil Wayne. And so, my response when I insert a little bit of me, I am like, oh my goodness, what makes you think Drake is number one? Okay. Where are you getting your facts from? How does he brand himself? What is his business model? Does he have other sources of income? How many albums did he sell? What other businesses is he in? And so we start talking about those things. And my students are like, I know she's not trying to challenge me. This old teacher cannot challenge me on some hip hop. Does she think she know more than me? So then once they see that I'm questioning them, right? Then they start spitting out facts. Okay. They start talking about their businesses. They start talking about the songs, their hit songs. They start talking about how they became entrepreneurs. The whole class is now chiming in. We have deeper conversations. Team two chiming in. They're debating. They're not agreeing. We're writing stuff on the board. We're trying to list these facts. We're trying to come to a census on who is number one and who is number 10 and who other people in between. It's really, really good in the end. So when you think about both ways I presented that lesson to you, improvisation takes a lesson that went from, okay, team, that's great, to, oh man, I'm excited to get in this. Let me tell you what I know. All right. You're challenging them. So think about a lesson that you can use and that you can create some excitement in your class. How would it impact your students? For me, it creates a fun environment. Like, I am not trying to spend 8 hours at work and be bored. Improvisation can help build teams, listening skills, and curiosity. It can create healthy debates and deep conversations in the class. It will create a safe space for your students to be themselves and share. Improvisation allows you to adapt to your students and pivot if you need to create an engaging experience. You would be adding a little spice to your teaching platform. You get to express your personality and also see your students' personality. So, I know you have your lesson plan ready for the week. Please keep doing that and prepare. But I challenge you not to keep this with the script every single lesson plan. Have some room for some spontaneous knowledge sharing. It is all about listening and finding ways to engage. It will not always go as planned, and that's okay. I'm going to take you through two different classes. The first class looks like this: bell ringers, taking attendance, reading the core learning objectives, present your PowerPoint, ask a few questions, online game, read and answer the questions, submit online before the end of class. That's that routine, that script. Yeah, it's okay to do that sometime, but spice it up. Okay. Research suggests that one in three teens are bored most or all of the time in school. I'm going to add this link to the podcast. They say the lack of inspiration shows up as anxiety and boredom for our students. Let's change this. They're exposed to so many things because of social media. Give them some good stuff while we have them in our classes. Yeah, when you improv, this is what it's going to look like. You're going to not go by the script. You're going to change it a little bit. You're going to ask different questions. You're going to spit different facts. Now, you are going to be tired at the end of the day if you got to do this all day with all your classes, but I promise you, you're going to go home happy. And that's what matters. Today's episode of Practicing Improvisation to Improve Your Teaching Skills is brought to you by Thrive 12, an educational resource company dedicated to educators around the world. Please check us out at www.thrive12.com for additional information. In the show notes, I have attached a few resources. Please leave a comment, share your feedback, and participate in the show's discussion. Enjoy, guys. Have a great week and do one thing for me. Keep thriving.